So English triumphed in the end, though of course it was a very different language, in many ways a quite separate language, from the Old English of Alfred the Great or Bede. In fact, Old English would have seemed about as incomprehensible to Geoffrey Chaucer as it does to us, so great had been the changes in the time of the Normans. Under the long onslaught of the Scandinavians and Normans, many thousands of Old English words died out, 85% of them altogether. Today, only about 4,500 words in English, about 1% of the total number of words in the language, are of Old English origin. But they include many of the most fundamental terms in the language: eat, drink, man, wife, child, house, heaven, and God, among others, as well as most of the basic function words of the language, words like a, an, the, to, for, and. As a result, in any list of the 100 most common words in English, 98 or even 99 will be of Old English origin. What emerged then was quite a mongrel language, but a particularly expressive one. Richard Hogg again.
One of the great things about English is it has taken word vocabulary from a wide range of languages, most obviously Latin and French, and then Scandinavian, but it's taken words from almost every other language in the world. And when they have been taken in large numbers, as the French words have and the Latin words have, they usually haven't simply replaced English, native English words. They've been used alongside them, and then we exploit them. So that, for example, if you take three words, regal, royal, and kingly, which all, as it were, mean the same thing, belonging to a king. Regal is a Latin word, royal is a French word, kingly is a native English word, and they have different connotations. Regal is, if you like to use another word which means virtually the same thing, the most majestic of these, and kingly is the most down to earth, and royal is the middle class one, if you like.